All right, listen, let me jump on into the Right Side Way opening monologue, and I'll remind you guys that Stan McDonald at the law firm of Wilmer and Lee out of Huntsville, Stan McDonald is indeed the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and I'll tell you more about Stan here momentarily. But I'll start off by saying, y'all, there's a fight ongoing. It's a fight for our kids. It's a fight worth having. It's not just a fight for our kids' innocence, by the way. It's a fight for their very lives, for their hearts and their minds, for the right for us to love our kids, raise our kids, and educate our kids. And yeah, like I said, it's a fight worth having. So watch the news. In the midst of all the stories on foreign policy and wars and rumors of wars and economic trends and judicial action and who's running for what office, in the middle of all of that, you're also going to find that there are near daily stories that deal with what I would call cultural issues. An attempt by the left to transform the values, mores, thoughts, likes, and dislikes of our very culture. And I would hazard the guess that over half of those stories deal with how the left seeks to grab the hearts and minds of our children and then supplant the rights of parents to raise their children. In the last few days, a story broke about a high school athlete in Maine. You can already tell where I'm going with this, but first let me remind you that the government of the state of Maine has been belligerently clinging to their government-sanctioned belief that gender is fluid somehow, and there's nothing wrong with men competing against women as long as they declare themselves to be a woman. Simple as that, right? How do you feel today, Jim? Well, I feel like my feminine side's more dominant today. Fine, Jim, you can just march your 6'3", 300-pound self over there to the girls' side of the gym and just have at it. Look, Maine is not the only one, though. But Maine has become the poster child for transgender ideology in schools and sports, so much so that there has been a lawsuit between Maine and the U.S. government now over whether or not the state should continue to receive school lunch funding from D.C., while simultaneously allowing abuses of girls to go on in the same schools. And I'll be honest, I don't mind that the school lunch money is being turned back on, but that was a Pyrrhic victory for Maine. They got some lunch money back, but at what price? They gave up their souls to the little g gods of gender ideology because the agenda was more important than the kids. So, back to the news of what just happened in Maine this past weekend. You see, at almost the same time that the Trump administration had decided to settle the case about school lunch funds, the state of Maine crowed that it had won, and then right after that, a biological boy dominated the girls' 800-meter and 1600-meter events at a high school track meet. This same boy, who now calls himself a girl, made news last fall when he went from being 172nd in the state as a boy to ranked 4th in the state as a pretend girl. This same guy made headlines a few months back by competing as a girl in the Maine High School State Nordic Skiing Championships and taking one of the medals from the female competitors. Look, it wasn't so long ago, in a girls' high school basketball game in Massachusetts, that one of the teams showed up with a so-called female player who was 6 feet tall with facial hair. Of course it was a guy posing as a girl. And during the course of the game, though, the trans guy dominated the opposing team and wound up benching 3 of their players with injuries from his aggressive play. It was so bad the opposing team finally forfeited at halftime. But just as maddening was a statement that was issued by the injured girls' school, which rushed out there to announce they supported inclusiveness. They didn't really forfeit because of him. They just only forfeited because they were worried about having enough players. What? Look, I'm going to suggest that they should never have taken the court in the first place. But it's not just the kids that are mad at being supplanted by an agenda. Kids whose efforts to train and be a part of a team have been thwarted by a travesty of socio-cultural faddism. It's parents, too. Parents are watching as their kids have their hopes and their dreams and their work ethic cast aside so that a radical agenda can be given mainstream, non-scientific credibility. A survey was done recently by the American Parents Coalition. It found that about 600 registered Maine voters, out of about 600 registered Maine voters, 63% of them said school sports participation ought to be based on biological sex. 66% of them agreed it's only fair to restrict women's sports to actual biological women. The poll also found that 60% of residents would support a ballot measure limiting participation in women's and girls' sports to biological females. This included 64% of independents and 66% of parents with kids under the age of 18. But listen, here's the bottom line. You can be mad about it. You can say this is what you would want. But being mad about it or just having a notion is just not enough. Just not enough. You have to say something at the time. One of the most disturbing accounts that I read in the last few days of the recent main track meet where the dude wore out the female competition said that there were actually no parents there who were crying foul. Can you imagine? The guy is whooping girls like left and right, beating their records, leaving them in the dust. And there's not a single parent of a real girl there saying, "That's wrong." There's a sports photographer who was there. He said that there were some folks who were cheering the actual dude on, but he didn't hear anybody calling out the issue. Think about that. All the parents of all the girls who were competing and nobody cried foul? Really? But the reasons why people stay silent is too often because they can't stand the idea of having someone call them mean or homophobic. Well, listen, it's not mean to stand up for your daughter. It's not homophobic to say that dudes can't be chicks. It's not wrong to say that naked men don't belong in the girls' locker room. It's just not. But that same sports photographer I mentioned, he said that he got so much backlash for posting pictures of the boy who thinks he's a girl competing in girls' track events, he took down all the pictures. In his words, he said this. He said, quote, "I didn't know what to do. And somebody finally said, well, if you just remove the photo, the debate will go away. So I removed the photo," he said, "and the debate went away." Well, no, it actually didn't. No, it didn't, sir. You went away. You quit. You left the ring before the bell rang. You walked off the field of battle before the fight was over. And that's exactly what the radical left wants. They want sheeple, sheeple, to sit quietly and say nothing when they come for your kids. In the epic novel Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand, the author talked about what happens when people decide to meekly accept as a lie the new normal. She said, "People think that a liar gains victory over his victim. What I've learned is that a lie is an act of self-abdication because one surrenders one's reality to the person to whom one lies, making that person one's master, condemning oneself from then on to faking the sort of reality that person's view required to be faked." Huh. Basically, when I read that, I take that quote to mean that when we choose to live a lie, we have surrendered our will to it. So when we're told there's a new normal and we just need to get on board with it, even when we know it's wrong or harmful or flies in the face of our own faith or our reason, then we've just lied to those around us and we've surrendered our will to that so-called new normal, which is really just a lie. We have then let the new normal become our master. Well, there's a lot of that going on right now. There's a beating down of standards and mores and values into what is being foisted on us as the new normal that we had just better find our happy place with it. Well, we should not. We cannot. We cannot become so benign in our response to all of this that we become just mere sheeple. Sheep that are preyed upon by wolves. This is becoming an everyday event too, by the way. Children are being hurt by leftist agendas. This is a sickness. Why is it considered necessary, or for that matter, even controversial, that children should have a right to privacy and security in their bathrooms at their school without concern about another person of the opposite sex using the same facilities? Why is it that we actually have to legislate that mental health counseling at school should only occur with parental consents and parental input? What in the world are people like Disney doing that have senior employees, even the CEO of the All of Disney, insistently advocating for the right to teach gender fluidity and cross-gender lifestyles to children in K-5? What doctor in good conscience is actually listening to a 6-year-old tell them they identify as the opposite sex and they want their little cells forever altered through medicines and surgeries, and then actually does it? Look, added to that is the horror of some parents who discover that materials are being used in schools to train teachers how to encourage the use of children's chosen pronouns without telling the parents. So yeah, we're in an age right now where right is called wrong, wrong is called right, and the left knows that if we raise up our children in the way they should go, that when they get old, they will not depart from it. So they've taken the tack that they should have an unequal access to what it means to raise our children, to raise our children. Well, the left believes that they can co-opt the parents' authorities and assume some responsibilities. They will have our kids where they want them, and that they are more likely to grow up to promote leftist ideals. Well, we need to stop shrugging our shoulders, my friends. We need to stop laughing this off as some kind of weird fad. We need to tell our children we have their back. If you show up at your daughter's basketball game and there's a dude on the other team, you need to make yourself known as a parent and insist that he be removed not only from the court, but from the locker room as well. That's not hard. That's just right. And doing right ain't hard. Folks, they want our kids. They want our grandkids. And the fight is ongoing right now. It is real and it is every day. Make no mistake when I say that this is a fight, but it's a fight worth having. to save a generation of young hearts and minds that we love. It is indeed a fight worth having. It's a fight that we have to have. It's a fight that we'd better not lose. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.